With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Queen's birthday celebration observed in style as hundreds of people turned out to Government House on the holiday Monday. The traditional parade this year took place on West Bay Road instead of outside the House of Parliament. Customs and Border Control Director Charles Clifford received an MBE for his work in leading the consolidation of customs and immigration.
The men and women in the Customs and Border Control Service did a lot of work to make the merger a reality. And so, while it is my honor to accept this award, I accept it on their behalf and thank them for their service, which is very valuable to this country.
Pastor Randy Van Cannell received the MCI Member of the Cayman Islands Order for his work with the youth of the Cayman Islands.
Deeply honored that I would be honored in this way, because I love the Cayman Islands, I love the people, and it's all been a labor of love here these years.
The parade was followed by a garden party and reception at Government House. And the new Ministry for Investment, Innovation, and Social Development is a government ministry entrusted to set and drive the Cayman Islands investment, innovation, and social agenda within the broader governance structure of the Cayman Islands government. MIISD will play a critical role in supporting government by developing strategic initiatives, creating new legislation and policy, and undertaking robust reform of delivery of government services across three distinct yet intricately linked pillars of investment, innovation, and social development. Earlier this month, the 9th through the 11th of June, the ministry hosted three full strategic planning sessions. This included top officials like the Honorable Minister Andre Ebanks and the Chief Officer Eric Bush. The off-site strategy planning sessions were facilitated by EY Cayman Partners and staff and took place in the firm's new Wave Space in Caymana Bay. It's a collaborative, digitally driven experience that enables teams to identify and align priorities, discover synergies, and tackle challenges. In regional news, a 5.0 earthquake struck off the southeastern coast of the Dominican Republic on Monday. The quake occurred at a depth of 54 miles and was felt in the Dominican Republic and parts of Puerto Rico. Luckily, no injuries or damage were reported. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News, we're Jerry Smith. The European Union and the United States have resolved their long-standing dispute over aircraft subsidies and agreed to phase out billions of dollars in punitive tariffs. The dispute saw tit-for-tat duties slapped on a range of companies that had nothing to do with aircraft production. The agreement was announced just before the US-EU summit in Brussels. Jewish ultranationalists are preparing to march through East Jerusalem to mark the anniversary of Israel's 1967 capture of the territory. The new Israeli government has approved a revised route which will pass through an area known as the Arab Market, but not through Jerusalem's Muslim quarter. Hamas and other Palestinian factions have declared a day of rage. Scientists have warned the world is on the verge of a climate change tipping point, with increasing signs that summer ice may be disappearing from the Arctic. A German team that spent a year in there found that in the spring of 2020, the ice receded faster than ever before, and that the remaining summer ice was only half as thick as it was a century ago. The Hungarian parliament has passed a law that bans what's described as the promotion and portrayal of homosexuality and gender reassignment among those under 18. The law is similar to one in force in Russia. A court in France has fined IKEA $1.2 million for illegally spying on some employees. Prosecutors said IKEA used a private detective agency that illegally accessed police databases. The court also fined the company's former chief executive in France. Taiwan says 28 Chinese military aircraft, including fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers, have entered its air defence identification zone. It says it sent up aircraft to warn the planes off, while missile batteries monitored the intruders. BBC News.